BBC News with Julie Candler. The US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says there will be no role for the Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad in a future Syria. Mr. Tillerson called the suspected use of chemical weapons on Tuesday a serious matter that required a serious response. Reports from Washington say detailed discussions are going on between the Pentagon and the White House about possible military action in Syria. The United Nations says at least 27 children are now known to have been among the dozens of people killed during the suspected gas attack in Syria. The US Senate has approved a historic rule change to prevent the minority Democrats blocking President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. The vote, by a majority of 52-48, deprived the Democrats of using the filibuster procedure to prevent this confirmation of the conservative judge Neil Gorsuch. Donald Trump is due to host his first talks with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Florida, an encounter which the US president has predicted will be very difficult. Mr. Trump's outspoken attacks on Chinese trade policy were a key part of his election campaign. The start of a 24-hour general strike in the Argentine capital, Buenos Aires, has shut down public transport as demonstrators blocked city streets. Unions and officials say participation is high as workers protest against job cuts and the economic policies of the conservative president, Mauricio Macri. A court in Tunisia has sentenced a British DJ in absentia to a year in jail after he played a remixed recording of the Muslim call to prayer. Videos of clubbers dancing to the music caused outrage when it appeared on social media. The world number one golf player, Dustin Johnson, has pulled out of the US Masters after sustaining an injury in a fall at his home. The American's withdrawal came just before he was due to start his first round at Augusta. BBC News.